Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again, another edition of the NFL Draft Bible All Access Show with your host, Rick Saratella. You know how we do it here, bringing you the names you need to know first. Today we have the rough, rugged, and raw, Yuwane Nautu, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Hotline. Welcome into the show, Yuwane. How are you today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. How you doing, man?
Absolutely, and I bet you thought I was going to butcher your name.
Last name is Nautu, but it's fine, man.
I still did anyway. Well, I tried, Yuwane. Welcome to the show. Washington State defensive lineman and coming off a crazy, crazy bowl game against Colorado State. We'll talk to that about that in just a second. But first, enlighten us. Take us inside your workout regimen. What are you doing now to prepare for your pro day workout?
Well, the last couple of days, just been doing a lot of running, trying to get back in shape, and just doing a lot of lifting too, a lot of leg work, upper body. I do upper body today, and pretty much every day, man, just, you know, trying to get on the grind.
And we have you here about 6'3". I've seen your weight listed anywhere from 285 to 305. What are you weighing these days? What do you want to play at the next level? What's your ideal weight frame?
Pretty much 300, maybe 290, just enough so I can anchor wherever I'm at. So, yeah, that's pretty much the range.
Okay, Yuwane Nautu joining us on the All Access Show, NFL Draft Bible Radio. You played a 3-4 scheme there at Washington State. I know you played a little interior or a lot of interior line there. A lot of scouts view you as maybe a 3-4 defensive end at the next level. How do you perceive your game and how it translates to the next level?
Well, I played a lot, in the middle. My first year, actually, in a second year, coach kind of moved me around. And I mean, I think I can play, you know, anywhere from the zero to the five, personally. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind playing anywhere, man. I just love playing D-line.
Yeah, and you got a lot of experience in that 3-4 scheme and very good defensive line coach there, and Coach Salavea, Joe Salavea, of course, Super Bowl 34 Tennessee Titans fourth-round pick in 1988. Talk a little bit about the impact he's had on your career since you've transferred to Washington State.
Oh, he's made a huge impact on just not even in football, just in life. Just giving us a whole perspective of what hard work is, and you know the rewards that it gives you. So I mean, just learning from him and about football and about life, and just, you know, the technique of things and learning how to how to adjust to adversity, and you know, just overcoming that sort of thing. He's been through it too, and just how to become a champion, you know, because he's been through a lot too, and you know, that's a long time to be in the National Football League. So, you know, it's encouraging to be under his wing and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, he made an impact in the NFL. He's making an impact now as a coach and also as a recruit. Washington State, I mean, you're leaving the program better off than when you arrived. Of course, you transferred from Fullerton JUCO College, where you were all conference. Played the past 2 years at Washington State, stepped up big time this past year as a starter. And, you know, talk a little bit about that, just playing a bigger role this year as a senior, also being a senior team leader, and some of the, perspective and insight you were able to pass down to some of the underclassmen.
Pretty much for me, it was just building relationships with my guys, a lot of the young guys, and, you know, mentoring them and being there for them when they needed help. And, that's pretty much why I came to Washington State. I wanted to help build a legacy. And for me, that's my whole thing, you know, is not in it for myself, but to also help my teammates. And, you know, I was very pleased with how we performed this year as a team. And, you know, just the camaraderie that I have with my guys is, you know, second to none. And, you know, I appreciate all those guys. And I always tell them, you know, that, you know, it's hard work and it takes time. And, you know, don't rush into things and just be patient because, you know, your time is coming. And, I'm excited for them this next coming year. You know, we got a lot of guys coming in, and you know, it's gonna be a good ride in the Pac-12 next year for these guys.
Yeah, definitely on the upswing, kicking off against my boys Rutgers here in Jersey next year, next season.
Oh yeah,
but you know, yeah, I saw that on the schedule. Now talk a little bit more about the 3-4 scheme, because again, you were playing a lot in the middle, facing a lot of double team coverages, but making an impact getting to the quarterback. Seems like you had a little bit more burst. Seems like you improved your acceleration off the ball snap this year and were able to get back, you know, to cause disruption in that backfield despite taking on the double team coverage. Talk a little bit about, you know, your technique in terms of handling the double coverage. Are you a guy that likes to bull rush? Do you try to split the defenders? Do you use finesse moves to get around them? What's your personal preference and technique to take on the double coverages?
Double coverages, I would say trying to split double teams. I try to take them as much as I can because, I wasn't very strong my first year there, but I got stronger this last coming year. And, I prefer trying to split the double teams and use a little power and trying to use my hands more. And that's worked for me a lot this year, is using my hands and my feet. It got a lot better since just my first year at Washington State.
Okay, so improve the footwork, the hand speed. We know about your run stuffing capability. I would say that's probably another one of your great strengths. If I had to single out, or if you had to single out one area of your game and an NFL scout were to ask, you know, what do you do best? What would your response be?
I'd say all our effort. My first year, I mean, it took a while, but, you know, this year as a senior, I really took into consideration about effort. And I'd say my effort is pretty much, you know, 99 to 100% each and every game. You know, I give it all in every play, and just trying to get to the ball carrier or the quarterback. You know, effort goes a long way, and I think that's my biggest strength this year.
All right, Washington State Cougars defensive lineman Yuane Nautu joining us on the All Access Show, talking about this past season. Now, you know, the last 2 years, the last game of the season has just been a crazy, crazy situation. I mean, 2 years ago, I watched the Apple Cup, where you guys rallied back from a big comeback.
Then
I also watched the bowl game this year where you guys were up big and Colorado State came back and flipped the script on you guys. Now, I know you had a misfortunate chop block on you. How are you feeling since that game? And second of all, you know, take us through the emotional roller coaster and just the bowl game experience, you know, taking the program back to the bowl game for the first time in several years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was my first bowl game, so I mean, it was exciting to be there at New Mexico and all the hospitality that they've given us, and it was a great experience, you know, just being with the guys and meeting the other team, and you know, just going through that whole process. But as far as the game, I mean, I was bummed, man, big time. I went home. I couldn't even watch a college game after our game, actually, until the Rose Bowl and the Championship Bowl. You know, it really hit me hard because, you know, we really work hard as a team to get to where we're at. But, you know, unfortunately, we didn't come out with a win. But, you know, I'm still proud of these guys. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Just the experience and, you know, learning under Coach Joe and under Coach Leach, you know, it was great, man.
Yeah, definitely a step in the right direction for the program and still a successful season.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Coach Leach. I mean, you know, I feel like from the media perspective or the public persona, you know, Coach Leach has this public perception of being a little bit of a hothead, a fiery kind of guy. You know, what was it like for you, your personal experience playing for Coach Leach? And how was it for you personally? And shed some light on that.
Yeah, Coach Leach, he's really down to earth, really with his guys. When you talk to him, he's pretty much straightforward. And like what we got the last 2 years when I was with him, his message never changes. You know, to be a team, be the most excited to play, and be the best at doing your job. And, you know, those three things he always emphasized, you know, in every practice, you know, in Bull in the Ring in the beginning of practice, he always, you know, pushed us. And you know, it was really good being mentored under him and doing it over and over again, you know. I mean, that was his philosophy, and, you know, it never changes with him, and that's what makes him a great coach.
16.5 tackles for a loss, 6.5 sacks, 75 tackles from the interior. We talked about the run stuff and capability. He is Uwane Nautu joining us on the All Access NFL Draft Bible Radio Show. All Southern Conference honors at the JUCO level before transferring to Washington State. And, you know, you faced a mammoth of guys, a plethora of talented offensive linemen that are going to be playing football on Sundays at the next level over the past 2 years, of course, at Washington State. But just this year alone, you guys opened up at Auburn. You faced USC. I know California has some big boys. Stanford has a bunch of offensive linemen. I mean, it seems like week in, week out, you went against NFL-caliber offensive linemen. Is there any team or individual player that you faced during your career or the past two seasons that really stood out in your mind and gave you a tough time or just was a fun challenge to take on?
Yeah, I think all of them, all the ones that you just mentioned, man, they're all good old linemen. And, I mean, they helped me a lot to fix my mistakes. And, you know, there was some really – the Pac-12 is really a force to be reckoned with. But, yeah, I give a lot of credit to those guys for making me a better player.
All right, very good. Well, you've done a wonderful job breaking it down for us between the lines. We're going to go outside the lines a little bit, try to get away from some X's and O's talk and maybe get to know you a little bit off the field, Uwane. So, first down, let's kick it off. You know, what do you like to do in your free time when you're not playing football or watching football? What do you like to do in your personal spare time?
Maybe, you know, catch a movie or something with the boys. We play a lot of volleyball, a lot of basketball, the rec center, just things like that. Just trying to, you know, get an extra workout in and just things like that, you know, watching a movie and play little video games
right
here and there. A lot of Madden, man.
and the 300-pound has got some ups, man. Basketball and volleyball, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I play a lot in high school. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So we'll be looking out for that vertical jump at your pro day. Second down, Uwane, we're looking for the best twerker of 2013, you know, the year of the twerk. Anybody out there that caught your attention? We've got some names being tossed around, Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj. Anybody out there that caught your attention on the twerk scene this year?
I'm not really. I wasn't really into watching all that twerk stuff, but I'll probably say Miley Cyrus, man, because I seen a lot of Instagram posts of
right.
It was funny, man, just watching comparing her to
cool
chicken, man. I thought that was kind of crazy, man.
All right, now third down, I know you're a Cali boy, right? You live out there in California?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when I'm out in Cali, in your neck of the woods, give me your favorite spot to eat.
Ooh, favorite spot. I said In-N-Out, man. I mean, I need to stay away from the burgers, but that's pretty much the spot for me.
keeping it simple, like a real lineman should.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. And before I let you go, you know, I didn't ask you, do you guys have a pro day date set yet, or is it too early in the process?
I think it's a little early in the process. I'm not sure when that date is set, but, yeah, I'll find out probably in a couple of weeks.
Oh, very good, because I know Washington State, you guys have got a couple nice players, Buchanan over there, a couple other guys should have a well-attended pro day workout, and we'll be keeping an eye on you for sure. Before we let you go, I want to give you the stage, the platform, any thanks, Twitter handles, YouTube videos you want to plug or promote, get out there before we let you run?
Not really. Thanks for having me, man. I just appreciate it.
right. Low-key, humble. Definitely appreciate you taking some time, and do keep us posted. We'll be checking back with you throughout the draft process, Juwane.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man.
All right, there you have it. Juwane Nautu, Washington State Cougar, 6'3", 300-pounder, run-stuffing, double-team monster, can get off after the quarterback. You know, we ran down the numbers the last 2 years. Definitely a big-time factor this past year, getting the Cougars back to the bowl game. So, you know, definitely keep your name out or your ears open for that name. And don't be like me and try to pronounce it. I've probably been butchering it all show long. But I do apologize to Juwane for that. Of course, I was your host, Rick Serratella, for another edition. I do want to give a shout-out to Evan Brennan, NFL super agent, helping us out coordinate this interview. And you know how we do. We'll be back at it again very soon. Check us out, NFLDraftBible.com. Follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all our latest player interviews. Got some rankings coming up tomorrow. Today or tomorrow is the underclassmen deadline, so we'll be publishing new rankings. Stay tuned for that. Till next time, check you later.